Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record.
When I was younger, there were a lot more families that actually lived there. There were a number of children my age and older, and there were a lot of things to do, always something going on.
That's the voice of Keith Cornish, a native of Smithville, a small community on Maryland's eastern shore near the Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge. A documentary named for the community explores how sea level rise and the encroaching marshland threaten new revived United Methodist Church and its cemetery. The church is one of four historically black churches in Dorchester County founded after the Civil War. In January, I spoke with the folks behind this documentary, Rona Cobell, science writer and editor for Maryland Sea Grant, director Wyman Jones, Jr., a senior at Morgan State University, and production assistant and recent Morgan State graduate Jaleesa Mayo. I asked Cobell to begin by telling us about the community of Smithville.
Smithville was quite a vibrant community after the Civil War when it was founded. Harriet Tubman's brother married a woman from Smithville. It was founded by free African Americans, and it thrived for decades. It started to decline probably 30, 40 years ago. The reason was because the factories in the area would start to close. There were canneries. There was a big seafood packing business and farms that grew tomatoes, strawberries. They started to go out of business, decline as agribusiness kind of went to the Midwest. And over time, people started to move out of Smithville. On a parallel track, there is a marsh right next to Smithville, and the water began to come much closer to the church and the cemetery. And so on the one hand, you have economic factors, and on the other hand, you have environmental factors, both sort of collaborating to take a once proud and quite prosperous and happy community and take it from about 100 people to today when there are just four.
What does the church and the cemetery mean to the community, both the few still living there and all the folks who feel connected to that community?
I think it means everything. This is their past. This is their families. These were among the first freed African Americans in Maryland to sort of make a life, make a home, make a community. And they chose this place to be their home. And many of the people who are from Smithville carry the names that are in the cemetery, names like Cornish and Wilson. Those are still the names of some of the people we know and met. Wheatley is another one. And so this is very much about their home and their identity. And it's a very proud identity, as it should be. To lose that would really be heartbreaking. Regarding the church is quite a beautiful church. And I've been to a lot of churches on the Eastern Shore, probably more than I've been to synagogue. And this church is in quite good shape. A lot of churches are deteriorating because there just isn't enough people to maintain them. But three congregations merged and are at New Revived, which was a building that dates to 1925. The original church burned down, and this was the new church they built. So it's almost 100 years old. It's a beautiful building. It's in pretty good shape. And there is a real danger that we've got the marsh coming, but also kind of this really shallow groundwater. There could be an issue with this church if something isn't done to raise it or protect it.
Wyman, what type of experience did you have working on documentary films before creating Smithville?
One of the recent documentaries I did was with a professor at Morgan State University. His name is Tim Reed. Some of y'all may know him as the father from Sister, Sister. But he's also a professor, he's an actor, he's a filmmaker. He gave me the opportunity to work with him as well as some of my fellow classmates on a documentary called 60 Beds, which essentially was about a new juvenile detention center in Baltimore City that was in development. The detention center that housed 60 beds, it cost over $30 million. being able to do that documentary taught me how to storyboard, taught me how to plan my shots, taught me a lot of important things, not just as a filmmaker, but as about myself.
Jaleesa, what was your film experience?
I actually had the same experience of working with Tim Reed. He asked me to be a director for a documentary we created as Murder and the Butterfly Effect. It's currently on YouTube, and it details the impact of family members losing their friends, their children. We also speak with a inmate who was in prison who shot someone, and he details how the murder makes him have remorse for his act. We also speak with people who are helping the community decrease the amount of gun violence that's happening in Baltimore.
Rona, why did you decide to make New Revived United Methodist Church the core of a film?
Recently, after I was hired at Sea Grant, I was asked to join the anthropologists at University of Maryland who were working on this kind of dialogue, collaborative learning project with several communities on the shore, including New Revived. And I went there, and immediately I thought, this is its own story. This is not so much a story about collaborative learning and talking, but this is a story about a particular church in a particular place that is really in danger of losing what's whole to it and what makes it special. So I started thinking, well, how could we tell this story in a film, and how would that look, and how long would it take? And I fortunately was able to find Wyman and Jaleesa, and they kind of helped me take it from there.
Well, and that's what I want to understand. Given your experience in filmmaking, how did this project strike you when you first heard about it? Did it seem like something completely different, or did it seem like a justice question you'd already started addressing?
When I received the email with the overview of the project, it seemed a lot more science-based, and it is, but I honestly do feel once I got out to the shore and I saw the church and I went to Dorchester County and I would ride through the shore with everyone, the film felt more personal than it did science, because just with our first interview with Lufter, I could feel how much this really was affecting him. It kind of felt deeper than just data and research.
I feel the same way. Coming from a small community myself, I felt how personal. I felt like this was my own family. It reminded me of my own church, of where I'm from. So I enjoyed the project.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Jaleesa Mayo, production assistant on the film Smithville, which shows how the Eastern Shore community's church and cemetery are threatened by rising sea level. Also with us are director Wyman Jones, Jr., and Rona Cobell, science writer and editor for Maryland Sea Grant. Dr. Sakobi Wilson, an environmental health scientist, shared his thoughts in the film about the threat to New Revived United Methodist Church.
That may be a new factory being built, a new highway being built, and the cultural loss occurs because cemeteries and churches get targeted. But those cemeteries are part of the legacy of, you know, their struggle to be recognized as Americans, as freed people. So when you think about environmental justice movement, it's just not about fighting against hazards. It's about protecting culture.
Wyman, what does environmental justice mean to you?
Exactly what he said, protecting culture. When I sat down and listened to his interview, it touched me a lot of what he said, specifically in that part, because I realized that this was an unincorporated community. And if you're an unincorporated community versus an incorporated community, one of the biggest things that you are lacking is funding. So you don't have funding for hazards or major problems that are occurring within your community, you will be struggling a lot more versus an incorporated community. So once I realized that this community, Smithfield, was fighting hard to protect what they have, preserve, and if not just that, also flourish and keep it growing like it has for over 100 years, that's pretty much what it meant to me.
Jalissa, what does environmental justice mean to you?
Environmental justice means a community preserved for all, making sure all environments are clean, have safe water, just safety is the key.
Rona, the director of emergency services for Dorchester County, spoke in the film about the lack of local funds for mitigation projects. What options does the Smithville community have going forward?
Well, I am hoping, and I think that our film will perhaps increase the options because it's been seen a lot and getting some visibility. I don't think a lot of people who lived even right near Smithville knew about Smithville, and now they will. And so Smithville has to compete with multiple other towns within its county and within Maryland for resources. So it is rather difficult to get money. We tend to give money to communities after a disaster like Sandy, and we tend to not help when there's kind of a slow drip of an environmental issue. But through the University of Maryland Anthropology Department, we are bringing together a lot of different people who are maybe helping with the solutions. Living Shoreline was put on Deal Island, which was a solution there as a result of the project. And they're talking about a living shoreline for Smithville, perhaps raising the church, you know, lifting it up 3 or 4 feet. What I was hoping would happen is that Smithville had a say in its future, whatever that future is, that their issues were out there, that people understood that this is a place that is trying to fight for its survival. And it should be, when conversations come up about funding and help, and that it should be part of the conversation too. And it's difficult because there are 6 fire stations in Dorchester County that need assistance because of flooding. There are multiple other churches and cultural assets that are competing. So I felt it was really important that people saw that they were there too. And they had been trying for many decades to get some help, and they hadn't really gotten any. And I wanted people to know that it was something that had a history and a culture, and it was worth preserving also.
Well, thanks for sharing the story with us. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Rona Cabell is a science writer and editor for Maryland Sea Grant. Wyman Jones Jr. directed the documentary Smithville. Jalissa Mayo was a production assistant on the film. Smithville will air on Maryland Public Television next Wednesday, April 24th at 8:48 p.m. You can also catch it on YouTube. We have the link at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. We also have links to Rona Cabell's reporting on the community. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Quick break here on the record. When we're back, a Stoop story about building relationships through food.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.